Splendor of delight. Your grace I will keep confessing. Thank you for your constant presence. In my heart you calm the raging sea. Saima, You alone are my strength, my shield. You alone are my heart's desire. I want you more than gold or silver. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. Offering my most humble obeisance at the divine lotus feet of our ever-present and ever-loving Master, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Most revered elders, dear sisters and brothers, a loving Sai Ram to all of you. I extend you all a very cordial welcome to the third session of the first day of the All India 10th Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas Alumni Meet and 7th Benediction Ceremony of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas Movement. The Vedas chanted by the state of Delhi and Tamil Nadu, the band and the procession has indeed helped us to attain the realization of the supreme transcendental consciousness. My dear sisters and brothers, the wand of transformation placed at Bhagwan's lotus feet symbolizes that Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas is an ever-blossoming tree of transformation that continues to grow, helping the nation to grow. Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba has said, education is not for information, but for transformation. Children are the crops growing in the fields to yield the harvest on which the nation has to sustain itself. I now invite Brother Satyam Agarwal to throw some light on the theme, Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas, 50 years and more.
Om Shri Sai Ram Akhand Mandalakaram Vyaptam Yena Characharam Tat Padam Darshitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Let me take you into my journey of Bal Vikas. It all started in the committed Bal Vikas class of my grandmother. 25 tiny tots were sitting in attention, listening to a small story being told. Yes, I was in my mother's womb when I got initiated into Bal Vikas. So, in my early years, when I entered my first Bal Vikas class of my mother as a guru, I found myself reciting the Vedas, the shlokas and singing bhajans, which came as an inborn art in me. In April 2010, Bhagwan blessed us with his divine visit to Anand Vilas Shimla in spite of his ill health. The Bal Vikas cultural presentation was so much blessed by Bhagwan that the children were invited to Prashanti Nilayam to perform once again. How can I forget the day when I was just a small child of 4 years? My elder brother, along with 85 more brothers, were going to present the Das Avatar Nritya Natika in front of Bhagwan himself here in Prashanti Nilayam. My father was coordinating the whole program. So, I have inherited the legacy of Bal Vikas. It was in 2015 when I came to attend the Bal Vikas alumni meet. Nimish uncle picked me up as a Bal Vikas mascot. As he held me up in his arms to the mic, he asked me why I love Bal Vikas. My answer was a childish reply. Uncle, I love Bal Vikas because I learn stories, bhajans, get sweets, etc. I love Bal Vikas. I can never leave Bal Vikas. Now, I am a student of the convent of St. Luke's in Solon. We all start the day with the morning assembly. Myself and a friend, both from Group 3 Bal Vikas, went up to the mic. And do you know what we started with? We started with Gananam Tva Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam. Continuing it was the Durga Stotram. Jata Vedase Sunavam Soma Marati Yato Nidahati Vedaha. It was a clap, clap, clap after the 10-minute recitation. Since then, the Christian sisters have been sending their school children to the Bal Vikas holiday camp, which is an annual feature of our Sai Sanjeevani Hospital in Solon. I thank Bhagwan for letting me be a part of the Bal Vikas alumni meet every year, be it the cultural presentation or the Veda chanting or the convocation pledge. I have enjoyed every bit of it. Whenever I get medals in school, be it the science or the space Olympiads or excellence in class, I feel it is the divine will plus the encouragement and strength of Bal Vikas. Thank you, Bhagwan. Thank you, Bal Vikas. Thank you, my Bal Vikas gurus. Bal Vikas is not just 50 years. It is to stay for centuries. It is to be there for lives together. I promise my life will follow the ideals, the truth, the grace, and the blessings which Bal Vikas has showered on me. Jai Sai Ram.
It is important to note that Brother Satyam Agarwal hails from the state of Himachal Pradesh. Thank you, Brother Satyam Agarwal. I now invite our distinguished and the one who is also a luminary instrument to organization's journey, our respected All India President, Sri Nimish Pandyaji, to kindly felicitate our guest of honor, His Lordship, Honorable Mr. Justice V. Ramasubramanian, Supreme Court of India. Subsequently, I request our respected All India President to share with us his pearls of wisdom.
Hello. Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering our most humble salutations at the Divine Lotus Feet of our most beloved Master and seeking His permission and grace and blessings for all of us present here today on this very auspicious day of the benediction ceremony, the alumni meet of the Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas of India. Respected brothers and sisters, all my dear state presidents, vice presidents, state coordinators, all my Mahila Vibhag state coordinators, and especially our elder brother, Sri Chakravarti, Sri Prasad Rao sir, and my brother friend, Sri Sai from Chennai, who is here with us today, and all my young friends, brothers and sisters. It is now very clear, brothers and sisters, that we all have to recognize that today's world and all its problems put together is a reality of life, and mankind has no solution for it. And mankind cannot have solution for it for the simple reason that over the decades we forgot what humanity is, what humanness is. And we must all be grateful to our Divine Master Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba for showing us the path and enlightening the path of human values, which is the only answer to all the problems of the world today. In every field of life, in every walk of life, we have issues where people are not able to do the right thing at the right time, despite having all knowledge at all times. And this is the bane of our times. And therefore Swami is to always say that I've come to ensure that human values are established. And when asked what is human values, Bhagwan is to always say that human values is nothing but practice, practice and practice at all times. I'm indeed very grateful to Bhagwan today for granting us this grace and a great opportunity to welcome amongst us the chief guest of today, His Lordship, the Honorable Mr. Justice Ram Subramaniam of the Supreme Court of India. And I'd like all of you to put your hands together and welcome him today. Normally, it's a formality to welcome chief guests at any functions. But today, brothers and sisters, we mean it from the bottom of our heart. Because today's chief guest is not really any outsider. He's a part of the Sri Satya Sai family. Because he is the alumni of the Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas, of the first batch of the Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas in India. And indeed very providential that being the first batch of the Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas, in the Golden Jubilee year, he comes together as the Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas function chief guest, because in 50 years we've seen that the first student has now become the judge of the highest court of the country, the Supreme Court of India. His journey from the judge of the Madras High Court to the various high courts as his journey went, and ultimately being elevated to the Supreme Court of India, we are now sure that human values have reached the Supreme Court of India for the first time, as far as I would want to say. His elevation to the Supreme Court is like hoisting the Prashanti flag in Supreme Court of India, along with the national flag of India, is now hoisted together in many, many ways. He's been a Bal Vikas student from a family of Sai devotees, where his mother and father were the first Sevadal volunteers in the state of Tamil Nadu. So imagine, as my young brother Agarwal was mentioning to us just now, 50 years and the tradition continues of families coming together and putting forth young men and women at the Divine Lotus Feet of Bhagwan to carry his mission. And therefore we are very proud of His Lordship the Honorable Mr. Justice Ram Subramaniam today as the chief guest of today's function. Before I invite him to speak, I have to request him to come forward and help us to unfold two important events. The first one is that for the first time, we are now launching the Sri Satya Sai Cricket League of India as the Unity Cup of India for the first time for the youth of India. And I thought this was the best occasion to launch it. I'm going to unfold the poster. However, the brand ambassador for this league is Mr. V.V.S. Lakshman, the famous cricketer of India, and we will do that on Makar Sankranti Day. The second announcement I'd like to make for the youth of this country is that we are first time launching the Sri Satya Sai Short Film Festival for young filmmakers of the organization to make short films on all the seva activities of the Sri Satya Sai organization, and this is open to all school children, both men and women of the Sai organization itself. This is the second program that we want to launch. And the third is the online Sri Satya Sai leadership program for the young men and women of India who can join and be a part. And at this stage, I'm grateful to the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning for helping us and supporting us in formulating this program and kick-starting this program with the first 3 days of interaction. We are going to enroll the first 200 students in this program in the first batch that we start very shortly. I just invite His Lordship Justice Ram Subramaniam to come forward to unfold the two posters for us.
Thank you, sir, for your inspiring words. It's now time for the 7th benediction ceremony of the Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas Movement. Bhagwan, kindly accept our humble prayers in the form of the scroll of oath. I request Srimati Ganga Pedatalla, Educational Coordinator of Telangana, to kindly lead the benediction ceremony.
Om Sri Sai Ram. I now call upon the candidates eligible for the Diploma of Sri Satya Sai Education to rise in their places. Please fold your hands in prayer and repeat the pledge after me. I hereby solemnly declare and promise that if admitted to the Diploma of Sri Satya Sai Education, for which I have been duly recommended, I will, in my thought, word, and deed, conduct myself with righteousness and upright character. I will, to the utmost of my capacity and opportunity, love and serve my parents. I will endeavor to lead my life on the principle that there is only one caste, the caste of humanity. There is only one religion, the religion of love, and thus broaden my heart to lovingly embrace the whole mankind as one family. In this manner, I shall support the cause of sound learning, humanity, morality, and spirituality in everyday life. Jai Sai Ram. Please be seated.
With Bhagwan's immense grace, we are highly privileged and honored to have amidst us Your Lordship, Honorable Mr. Justice V. Ramasubramanian, Supreme Court of India. As has already been mentioned, Your Lordship, Honorable Mr. Justice V. Ramasubramanian is also an alumnus of Sri Sathya Sai Balvikas from the state of Tamil Nadu. Sir, I request you to kindly address the gathering and share your valuable inputs and insightful knowledge with us.
Tvameva Matacha, Pitatvameva, Tvameva Bandusha, Sakatvameva, Tvameva Vidya, Dravinam Tvameva, Tvameva Sarvam, Mama Deva Deva, Tvameva Sarvam, Mama Sai Deva. My humble pranams are the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. Respected elders, revered Balavikas gurus and parents, my dear Balavikas children, after seeing all of you, my memory went back 50 years. It was in the year 1969 that Swami started the first Balavikas in a few metropolitan cities such as Madras, Bombay, etc. Our family was blessed to have many firsts. My father and mother joined the Sevadal when Swami started Sevadal in 1967. They belonged to the first batch of Sevadal. In 1969, when Swami started Balavikas, me and my elder brother were put in the Balavikas, which was started in Shantamma's house in Langs Garden Road, Chintadaripet, Madras 2. I still remember the house where we played as Balavika's children. There were no group 1, group 2, group 3, etc. Balavika's was full of fun and education and human values. There were not even any examinations at the end of every group. There were no diplomas, there were no certificates. But today I envy the Balavika's children who are present here, not because they have been given diplomas, but because of the pledge that they have been ordained to take. I only wish that this pledge is administered to judges like us. Which pledge is more constitutional than the pledge administered under the Constitution of India? As Sai Brother Nimish Pandya pointed out, I stand here more in my capacity as the alumnus of the Balavikas than in my capacity as the judge of the Supreme Court of India. What makes me proud as between the two is too obvious to be stated. It makes me proud to proclaim that I was a Balavika student much more than to proclaim that I am a judge of the Supreme Court of India. The reason is simple. By June 2023, I will retire when I will no more be the judge of the Supreme Court of India, but I will always remain an alumnus of the Balavika student. From which there will be no retirement. Children, the certificates that all of you have received today are, in my opinion, more valuable than the certificates that you may receive from your schools and colleges. In fact, Bhagwan used to say that degrees and diplomas are now turned into begging bowls because people take them to various industries and to the governments seeking employment, which they don't get very often. Therefore, Swami said, our education has to be delinked from two things, namely money and employment. But unfortunately, it is a reality of life that the degrees and diplomas that you secure from educational institutions and the universities are always linked both to employment and to money. Either you get admitted with money or you pass out with money for the purpose of securing employment. And that is the reason why Swami called those degrees and diplomas begging bowls. But the certificates that you have received today are jewels in the crown of your life, which will not make you go to anybody seeking either of the two, namely money or employment. Our regular schools, colleges, educational institutions, universities, all of them may make you doctors, engineers, lawyers, judges, IAS officers, bureaucrats, but Balavikas is the only institution which will make you a good human being. All our educational institutions all our educational institutions, universities, schools and colleges will make you acquire a lot of wealth, prosperity, status in life, but Balavikas will make you acquire character and contentment in life. Which no institution in the world can give you. In fact, one of my teachers used to say, contentment is natural wealth and the luxury is artificial poverty. And it is that artificial poverty that is given to us by all our degrees and diplomas, but it is the natural wealth of contentment that is taught to us, that is given to us by Balavikas. Your regular curriculum in the educational institutions will improve your intelligence quotient IQ, but Balavikas will improve your emotional quotient and the spiritual quotient, namely EQ and SQ. What is the outcome? What is the ultimate outcome of a person acquiring a great IQ without a SQ, spiritual quotient, was amply demonstrated by what happened to a gold medalist from IIT about 10 years ago. In the year 2008-2009, when there was a world economic crisis, a gold medalist from IIT married and settled in the city of Chicago, committed murder of his wife and children and mother-in-law, and then committed suicide because of the economic slowdown. But people who were less fortunate in life in terms of material prosperity, we saw them live a very happy family life because of the values inculcated in them, not because of the IQ inculcated by any educational institution. Swami started this Balavikas in 1969 when our system of education started moving away from the purpose of education. Swami Vivekananda proclaimed that I want that education by which character is formed, strength of mind is increased, and the intellect is expanded, and by which one can stand on one's own legs. But today, persons who hold degrees and diplomas are the persons who face a lot of turmoil in life. When 60 students undergoing a master's course in agriculture in the University of Wisconsin were taken to an agricultural field, they met a farmer about 70 years old who appeared to be unlettered and uneducated. When the students who were undergoing post-graduation in agriculture ridiculed the farmer for lack of education and asked him as to what did he study in life, that farmer told them that I have had 5 years of schooling and 60 years of farming in life, which is more valuable than the postgraduate degrees that these people got. Therefore, life is not what our schools and universities teach us. Today, our engineering colleges produce automobile engineers who do not know how to fix a stepney. Our engineering colleges produce a lot of electrical engineering graduates who do not know how to put a fuse in a bulb. Of what use this education? Therefore, when our system of education started moving away from its purpose, from its core object, Swami started this Balavikas for the purpose of inculcating human values in the minds of children. But it was not the endeavor of Bhagavan Baba to wean children away from the materialistic pursuits. Please remember, Swami never discouraged successes in life. Swami never discouraged materialistic pursuits, but Swami only encouraged a spiritual identity in everything that you did in life. Today, I have seen Swami taking pride in children from the educational institutions run by the Satya Sai Trust and the children belonging to Balavikas succeeding in life. Without taking any credit for what I say, I can tell you that in the year 2006, when I stood before Swami as a judge of the Madras High Court for the first time to give a talk in this very same Kulwant Hall, I heard Swami telling his students, look, he was our Balavikas student and he is today a High Court judge. Why I am telling you this is that Swami never attempted to wean children away from materialistic pursuits. Swami wanted all of us to be successes in our lives, but that success should be combined with a set of human values. That was the object of Bhagwan Baba creating this Balavikas 50 years ago. Dear students, on 16th December 2019, there was a news item in a leading newspaper, English Daily. The news item said that in Rajasthan, a 11-year-old school-going girl killed her classmate over a dispute with regard to a pen on 11th December 2019. Why did it happen? Parents, teachers, and the society at large will have to think about it. Today, we parents make every endeavor to make our children race horses. We want all our children to take first rank in every subject that is taught in schools, so that you succeed in life. But when you train children to become race horses, eventually those children also behave only as race horses and not as human beings. It is this malady that Swami wanted to redress, remedy, and that is how the Balavikas was born 50 years ago. Today, apart from me, there are a lot of individuals who stand as a testimony to the work done by Bhagwan in creating this Balavikas. Huge trees grow only after 30-40 years after the seeds are sown. Very small plants grow within 10 days and die within 10 days. But if you want to grow huge trees, you will have to wait for 30 years. This institution, blessed by Bhagwan, had to wait for 40 years for the seeds which were sown in the Balavikas 40 years ago, 50 years ago, to become huge trees. And that, in my humble opinion, is the greatest miracle performed by Bhagwan Baba. Dear students, benediction. I have been ordained to give this benediction address. Benediction is a word which literally means a short invocation for divine help, blessing, and guidance. In fact, such a benediction the first ever benediction to be found in the whole world can be seen from the Shikshavalli, which is part of the Taittiriya Upanishad. When the student goes to the teacher and asks him, the teacher says, what are you supposed to do? What are your duties as a student? Satyam vada, dharmam chara, matridevo bhava, pitridevo bhava, acharya devo bhava, atiti devo bhava, yanyanavadhyani karmani, tani sevitarayani, noyitarani. This is the first ever benediction given in the whole world, and that is found in the Taittiriya Upanishad, Shikshavalli. Therefore, as the literal meaning of the word benediction goes, all of us, let all of us join together and make this short invocation for the divine help of Bhagwan Baba, his blessings and guidance for us to become useful instruments in the service of the nation and society. Thank you very much. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, sir, for your words of wisdom. Your words were worth a king's ransom for every single person present here. To re-energize the Bal Vikas gurus and students, a CD and pen drive has been prepared, comprising of articles, four short Bal Vikas plays, and devotional songs. These songs are penned by Sri Pratik Khare. It will be followed by the release of compendium by Srimati Padma Devakar, State Educational Coordinator of Maharashtra, and Srimati Vaishali Lele, Educational Coordinator of Pune. I request our respected All India President, Sri Nimish Pandyaji, to kindly uncover the CD and release the compendium. Towards the Excellence Awards and recognize the awardees for carrying out the mission of love, selfless service and self-transformation inspired by Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I request Srimati Kamala Pandyaji, our National Mahila Coordinator, to kindly announce the awardees.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Continuing the distribution of excellence awards, we come to the second set today, and my first awardee is Shri K.R. Suresh from the state of Tamil Nadu. Shri K.R. Suresh, after completing his Group 2 from Tamil Nadu, joined Prashanthi Nilayam campus to complete BCom and MBA. He heads the family, runs silver jewelry business. In the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, he has led as a youth team member of the Ati Rudra Mahayagnam. Having served as a district president for 5 years, he is currently the state vice president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, Tamil Nadu. The next awardee is Sri Narayan Prasad Sir of the state of Orissa, a Bal Vikas alumnus. He is also a chartered accountant and a Sai Sevak by passion. After completing Bal Vikas, he became a Bal Vikas guru in 2006, a Seva group convener in 2007, a state youth coordinator from 2008 to 2014, and from 2014 to 2018, he served as the vice president of Sri Satya Sai Seva organization and is currently the state president of Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, Orissa. The third awardee for today, Sri Sambamurthy Enugula of the state of Telangana. After completing his master's in physics and technology, blossomed into a scientist working at the Vikrambhai Sarabhai Space Center, a major space center of the Indian Space Research Organization. He has contributed towards several missions and projects and is a recipient of several prestigious awards and 11 publications. He is actively involved in vocational guidance to students and has been a motivating soul to many orphans. The fourth awardee for today's evening session is Dr. Kananbala Gurumayum of the state of Manipur. Dr. Kananbala Gurumayum is a Bal Vikas alumni from Manipur who completed her MCA with distinction, MPhil in computer science, PhD in sociology, and is working today as an assistant administrator, office of LCA. She's an All India topper in the fellowship exam conducted by the Insurance Institute of India. She is today the state ID coordinator of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, Manipur. Jai Sai Ram.
Hello. One last short duty which I need to perform is that we have with us today another eminent alumni in Brother Sai Kumar, who is a very senior IS officer of the state government of Tamil Nadu. And we have the pleasure as the alumnus of the Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas coming with us in the form of Sri Sai Kumar. I request him to come forward to allow us to felicitate him today.
Swami, your love endures forever. Your mercy is everlasting. Dear sisters and brothers, thanksgiving and praise always go together. We cannot adequately praise and worship God without also being thankful. Let's together remind ourselves this message through a drama entitled A Leaf of Gratitude, presented by the state of West Bengal. I now invite Sister Samarpita Banerjee to give a synopsis of the drama.
Om Shri Sai Ram, humble pranams at thy lotus feet, Swami. We, the alumni and students of Shri Satya Sai Bal Vikas from West Bengal, express our deepest gratitude for this unique opportunity to stage a drama entitled The Leaf of Gratitude in your divine sannidhi at Prashanti Nilayam, as a part of the ongoing celebration of 50 glorious years of Shri Satya Sai Bal Vikas. Swami, we ardently pray for your divine grace to be your worthy instruments. Bless us, O Bhagwan. Bless us to be at your lotus feet always. Jai Sai Ram.
Yash, Srijit, what a pleasant surprise. Have a seat.
Bhuvan, where are you, man? It's been ages that we have met. You also are not very active on our friend's WhatsApp group. I posted my birthday bash invite on WhatsApp. Why didn't you come?
I did plan to come. But then, you remember Abdul Chacha?
Yeah, your art guru.
Yes, he had fallen ill and I had to attend to him.
Come on, Bhuvan. I can understand. But was it so important that you had to skip my birthday bash?
Yash, you guys don't know. He is not only my art guru, but much more than that. When I lost my father at the tender age of 7, he is the one who supported me and my mother, who was also a Balvika's guru.
Oh, I see.
Yes, he paid for my education throughout. And not only that, he saw the artist in me and gifted to me all the art that he had without charging a single penny.
Very rare, but still, I don't think it was more important than my birthday party.
Yash, how can I forgo my duties and obligation to Abdul Chacha?
Bhuvan, since childhood you were like that. You have always given priority to such kind of ridiculous obligations.
Yes, Bhuvan. Yash is correct. Whenever we have wanted you, you were not available. Sometimes you are busy with your Valvika's classes, sometimes with your village service activities. Why do you waste time in all these things? What do you get out of these?
Love. I do all these for love. And what I get in return is also love. This love does not seek any reward, for it is its own reward. And it is my duty. Nay, the duty of every human being. Duty without love is deplorable. Duty with love is desirable and love without duty is divine.
Rubbish! This duty and love is not going to yield you your living. You yourself know how deeply you are struggling to make your both ends meet. You are such a great painter, but only your values have stopped you from earning a good fortune.
Oh Yash, iska kuch nahi ho sakta yaar. Let's not waste our time after him.
Are Yash, Srijit.
Sairam Bhuvan.
अरे शांतनुदा साईराम आइए ना
भुवन मीट माय फ्रेंड पीटर
हेलो मिस्टर पीटर
हेलो
पीटर इज वेरी कीन टू गेट हिज सन इनटू योर बाल विकास क्लास
ओह रियली
यस भुवन आई एम वेरी इम्प्रेस्ड विद द ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन दैट हैज कम इन शांतनु सन अभिषेक एंड ही सेज इट्स ऑल बिकॉज ऑफ यू
नो सर नॉट बिकॉज ऑफ मी आई एम बट अ मेयर इंस्ट्रूमेंट It's all because of the Bal Vikas classes. I have myself been a former student of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas. It is indeed a divine gift to the entire mankind. I'm really curious to know about it. When Bhagwan started this movement way back in 1969, he said that Bal Vikas is the primary basis of the great movement to restore righteousness in the world. The ideal of the program is to raise a generation of boys and girls who have a clean and clear conscience.
I see.
You know, sir, the greatest crisis that the world faces today is the crisis of character, which modern education fails to address. Bal Vikas is the only solution for this crisis. Sir, Swami said that education is for life. And not for living. Modern education imparts worldly knowledge. But Bal Vikas prepares children for life so that they can sail through its adversities and stick to the path of righteousness even in trying situations.
Wonderful. But how much are the fees?
Fees? Not everything in this world can be purchased by money, sir. There are no fees. It is the labor of love of thousands of Bal Vikas gurus across the world. You know, all the Bal Vikas gurus impart these lessons by being a living example for lakhs of Bal Vikas children to mold them into ideal citizens of this world.
Incredible!
You can send your son next Sunday at 8:30 a.m.
Thank you.
Wow, what a piece of art. Who's the creator?
There is only one creator in this universe, sir. But yes, this is the work of these hands.
Really? Shantanu, you never told me. Do you have some more?
Yes.
Oh my God, mind-boggling. Each one is in itself a masterpiece. You are such a great painter.
Bhuvan... Peter is a very renowned art promoter.
Oh, I see.
But I have never heard of you. I know almost all the good artists. And you are beyond comparison. How come I have not known you? Have you not participated in any top class art exhibition or art awards?
No, sir. Actually, these require a lot of money. And probably my time has not yet come.
Don't worry. Can you please meet me tomorrow in my office with few of your best works? I will WhatsApp you the address and Google location.
Sure, sir. Thanks a lot. May I come in, sir?
Oh, Bhuvan. Please come. Good to see you again. Give me a second, please. Bhuvan, have you heard about Leonardo da Vinci World Award of Arts organized by the World Cultural Council?
Yes, yes. I want you to be nominated for that. But time is very short and the last date is 10th of January, which is only a week away. By the way, do you have a passport?
No, sir. Okay, no worries. Can you just fill out the details required and I will do the rest?
Yes, but sir, that's a very prestigious award. Am I a fit candidate for it?
Bhuvan, a diamond has the ability to shine when there is someone to recognize its good facets. I know the value of your art. Just follow what I'm saying.
Okay, sir, as you wish.
Marvelous! Bhuvan, your paintings carry so much of warmth. I have never come across a painter who can infuse so much of life in a painting.
Sir, my beloved master, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba has taught that the heart should be cultivated to raise a harvest of sacrifice and love. And that is what I practice through the platform of Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations by participating in various service activities. It is only this experience of love that is reflected in my paintings.
Mind-boggling, Bhuvan, mind-boggling. You are incredible. Look, leave these paintings with me. I have an ongoing art exhibition where I'll place all your paintings. Take this.
What is this, sir?
Just some advance for your paintings.
Mr. Peter, thank you so much.
Thank you for coming, doctor. Abu's temperature has again shot high.
Can you show me the x-ray?
Yes.
He seems to have contracted severe pneumonia. We need to be very careful.
Hari, this body has grown old and it's decaying, just like that decaying creeper plant on the wall, as its leaves are falling every day. I am nearing my end. The creeper loses its last leaf, I too shall leave the world.
More than this disease, this thought and lack of willpower to live is more fatal. Please get a CT scan and these blood tests done and show me the reports at my clinic tomorrow.
Thank you, doctor. Abu, you need to get well soon and leave aside this ridiculous thought about the leaves.
Chacha, you will live for 100 years, Chacha.
Bhuvan, come, beta. If I could only see you rise to lofty heights as a world-renowned painter before I leave this world.
Oh, enough of such words, Chacha.
See, the plant on the wall outside has only 12 leaves left. Yesterday, they were 13. I have only 12 days to go. When will you paint your masterpiece, Beta? When will you paint? When will you paint your masterpiece, Beta? When will you paint?
Abu, you should take some rest now.
Asif, what did the doctor say?
He has asked for these tests. The cost of treatment is getting out of reach.
Take this and get the tests done tomorrow positively.
Bhuvan, from where did you get so much of money? You are struggling to even buy painting materials.
Asif, I will let you know some other time. Have faith in Allah. Surrender to Him and allow Him to take the driver's seat. You may then rest assured through your journey of life. Hello, Krishnendu uncle. How is your health now?
Hello, Bhuvan. Good to see you again. Bhuvan, truly speaking, your sweet stories have healed me.
Uncle, I have brought a radio for you. You always wanted one, na?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Bhuvan. Thank you so much. In fact, my son is a famous radio jockey. Though he has left me alone, but I always wanted to hear his voice. You know, Bhuvan, after all, I am his father.
Mom and Dad, from today, this is your house. You have to stay here.
Yes. Please do not leave me here. How can I stay without you?
No, Mom. You can't stay with me now. At least now, me and my wife need some independence. We can't carry on with you for our entire life.
Yash, how come you are here?
Oh, Bhuvan, I just came to leave my parents at this old age home.
What?
Yash, it is for this day that we gave birth to you, got you the best of education, and made so many sacrifices for your good.
Don't worry, Dad. I'm not leaving you in a jungle. I shall send you some money every month. You would be comfortable.
Yash, parents are the living God. I am not as fortunate as you to have parents, but hope you would realize the worth of this fortune.
Oh, come on. Don't preach me, Bhuvan.
इस बात को मत भूलना माँ बाप है ईश्वर से पहले इस बात को ना भूलना ये जीवन दाता है तेरे तुम इनको कभी ना छोड़ना माँ बाप है ईश्वर से पहले इस बात को ना भूलना खून से अपने सींचा तुझे और उंगली पकड़ के चलाया है पकड़ के चलाया है हर कष्ट सहा तेरी खातिर हर दुख से तुझे बचाया है चाहे कुछ भी हो जाए मगर दिल का कभी न तोड़ना ये जीवन दाता है तेरे तुम इनको कभी न छोड़ना माँ बाप है ईश्वर से पहले इस बात को ना भूलना माँ बाप का मन गर पढ़ ना सके बेकार तेरी ये पढ़ाई है माँ बाप का मन गर पढ़ ना सके बेकार तेरी ये पढ़ाई है गर को सुख ना दे पाए तो व्यर्थ तेरी ये कमाई है भगवान को तुम पूजो ना भले माँ बाप को पर पूजना ये जीवन दाता है तेरे तुम इनको कभी न छोड़ना माँ बाप ईश्वर से पहले इस बात को ना भूलना बलिदान सुखों का कर अपने तकदीर तेरी सवारी है बलिदान सुखों का कर अपने तकदीर तेरी सवारी है आगे बढ़ फर्ज निभाने की अब आई तेरी बारी है इनसे मोड़ के मोड़ अपना किस्मत पे इन्हें न छोड़ना ये जीवन दाता है तेरे तुम इनको कभी न छोड़ना माँ बाप है ईश्वर से पहले इस बात को ना भूलना माँ बाप है ईश्वर से पहले इस बात को ना भूलना इस बात को ना भूलना इस बात को ना भूलना
मॉम डैड प्लीज फॉरगिव मी आई वाज स्वेड अवे अनदर इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ माय ग्रीड एंड सेल्फिशनेस लेट्स गो बैक होम
आई एम हैप्पी दैट रियलाइजेशन हैज डॉन्ड अपॉन यू यश Never disregard your parents. Matru Deva Bhava, Pitru Deva Bhava. Always worship them as God. If you disregard your parents, your children will disregard you. Never forget this.
Bhuvan, my friend, you've opened my eyes. I'm grateful to you. You saved me from committing a dire sin.
Life of Bhuvan continues on the path chosen by him, participating in activities of Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization. Serving the needy, molding the children through Bal Vikas, and attending to Abdul Chacha, whom he considered as father figure. His worldly struggle continues as he spends almost all his earnings on medical treatment of his Abdul Chacha. Yet, the flame of faith in his master continues to shine as bright as it could
with total surrender and conviction that the Lord knows what is best for him. One fine morning,
Bhuvan, Bhuvan,
Mr. Peter,
what happened?
You could have called me instead of yourself taking the trouble to come.
No, Bhuvan, I wanted to convey this to you in person. Your painting has been selected among the top 5 final contestants for the World Award of Art.
Really?
Yes, Bhuvan, and you need to travel to Bangkok.
Bangkok?
Yes, that's where the final award would be announced at a ceremony, and you need to be present there. Else, even if you are a winner, they will not award you and declare the first runner-up as the winner.
When do I need to travel then?
Your flight is at 3 a.m. tomorrow morning.
What?
Yes, the award ceremony is in the morning. For some unavoidable reasons, there were glitches and information came to me just a while ago. Look, here is your ticket, your passport. You will get the visa on arrival. Get ready, Bhuvan, get ready. I'll see you at the airport.
Bhuvan prepares for his travel to Bangkok and is excited to surprise his chacha with this news. Late in the night, as he is about to go to see him before leaving for airport, his phone rings.
Bhuvan? Bhuvan?
Asif? What happened? Why do you sound so anguished?
Babu's condition is worsening and he is desperate to see you. I already called the doctor and he is on his way.
Okay. Don't worry, Asif. I'm rushing to your home. Chacha, what happened, Chacha?
I have reached the terminal station in the journey of my life.
No, Abu. Don't say that. For Allah's sake.
Can't you see? The stage is set for my farewell. The gushing wind vows to claim the sole leaf clung to the creeper. I must prepare to perish.
Chacha, by the grace of God and your blessings, one of my paintings has been nominated for the World Awards of Art, Chacha. I just came to know about it. And I have to travel tonight to Bangkok. Won't you want to see me at the award ceremony, Chacha?
Oh, so you have painted your masterpiece. Ya Khuda, tu hi kaise khel khelta hai. The day I was waiting for in my life is probably approaching. But you don't want me to live for it.
No, Chacha. No, you have to live. You have to live for me, Chacha.
Nobody can do anything, Doctor. See the last leaf on the creeper. Today, it will fall. And so will this body.
His vitals are not bad. But if he continues to lose the will to live, nothing can be done.
भगवान
The rain continues throughout the night with hailstorms. The night threatens to claim the last leaf on the creeper plant outside Chacha's window. The window that facilitated the light of dawn to Chacha's room today shuns the ray of hope. None but Allah knows what awaits him.
Asif! Asif! Asif, open the window, Asif! Open it fast! Allah! The leaf is still there. It denies all the impossibilities. What not can you do, O Sarkar, if a tiny piece of leaf can brave the stormy night? Why can't I? It seems that Malik wants me to leave. Asif, see. Allah wants me to leave.
Yes, Abu. You are right.
Yes, I'm sure. Bhuvan will be crowned as the best artist in the world. And Allah wants me to see that. Malik ke ghar der hai, par andher nahi. Asif, get my canvas. I have not painted for ages. I want to paint today to celebrate Bhuvan's crowning.
Chacha, how are you?
Bhuvan, you are here? You were supposed to leave for Bangkok for the award ceremony?
Yes, but I didn't go.
Didn't go? How foolish you are. See the leaf on the plant? It is a testimony to Malik's will that I should see you being crowned. And you didn't go.
Bhuvan, you are here? I have been looking for you since last night. I waited at the airport. Your mobile was switched off the entire night. You didn't turn up for the flight. How could you be so irresponsible and so ungrateful?
Bhuvan, Peter did so much for you and this is what you gave in return? I never thought that you would be like this. Is this what your lofty ideals are?
Do you realize what have you done? It was such a great and rare chance. Didn't I tell you that you have to personally be there? It would have certainly made your fortune, Bhuvan, but you have lost this lifetime opportunity. Yes, you are right, Mr. Peter. But it has given life to someone else.
What do you mean?
Oh, see, he is here, Bhuvan. We have been badly searching for you since the moment we saw this. Why is your phone switched off? Yes, Bhuvan, see this.
What is this?
The World Cultural Council today adjudged the painting created by Bhuvan Chatterjee of Kolkata, India as the best painting at the World Arts Awards ceremony for 2019 and conferred the most coveted World Award for Arts upon him. Bhuvan Chatterjee from India was not present personally, which, as per rules, does not qualify him to be the recipient of this most prestigious award in arts and culture. But the council deviated from the established principles and unanimously bent the rule when all the jury members were moved after seeing the masterpiece of art from Bhuvan Chatterjee. This has never happened in the history of this award. While it is unknown why Bhuvan Chatterjee was absent, the council is trying reaching out to him.
Oh my God! Jesus Christ! This is unbelievable!
Bhuvan, my son!
Chacha, I have painted the masterpiece. Mr. Peter, I'm extremely sorry to put you in such an inconvenient situation. But at the same time, I am happy to see that my masterpiece of art has yielded the expected results. Yes, Bhuvan, this is unimaginable. When you sincerely put your heart and soul in something and surrender your efforts to the Almighty, all powers of the universe work together to make it happen for you. And this is what I did when I painted my masterpiece.
Yes, Bhuvan, we realize this.
But my masterpiece
is not that piece of art that won the coveted award and honor. It's a different one.
What? What?
Yes, it is that leaf on the wall that I painted last night. That is my masterpiece. For it gave life to my master, my guru, my Abdul Chacha. And to paint this life-giving masterpiece, my conscience didn't allow me to travel for that prestigious award.
Bhuvan, so that leaf is not an original one. You painted it to save my father's life.
Asif, how could have I received the award at the cost of my Chacha's life? Today, I am what I am only because of him. Would not it have been the most ungrateful act, Mr. Peter?
Pardon me, Bhuvan.
Living only for personal glory, fame and money is certainly not the way and purpose of human life. Paropakaram idam shariram. Human life is given to live for others. And when you live for others, God ensures everything for you.
Bhuvan, your life is a testimony to what you just said.
He may delay, but never deny. And that delay is for your own good. Friends, virtues are what make our lives worthier. And gratitude is the most important virtue of man. It does not come alone. Sacrifice, honesty, love, forbearance, understanding, tolerance, forgiveness, all of them arise as one develops the virtue of gratitude. This is what Balvikas has taught me. If one cannot be grateful to the Guru, it amounts to defying the Lord Himself. O Swami, the Guru of Gurus, the Lord of Lords, how can I express my gratitude to you? You bore all the pain to uplift us and led a life that evolved to be your message. You gifted this treasure of Sri Sathya Sai Balvikas to mankind, which is the royal road that leads us to you within. It is the solution to all the problems of this world and the master key for every lock. Having got so much from you, Swami, today we pray only for that what you came to give us. You are our Sanatana Sarathi. Bless us. Bless us, O Lord, so that we all can be your worthy instruments and accept all of us at your divine lotus feet.
Thank you.
Thank you. Murali lola nandala da. जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे
Sai Ram. Invoking Bhagwan's divine blessings. Tomorrow is the second day of the 10th All India Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas Alumni Meet and the 7th benediction ceremony of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas students. Tomorrow's morning session in Sai Kulwant Hall will commence at 8 o'clock with Vedam chanting offered by the Bal Vikas girls from Rajasthan and Kerala. At 8:10, the morning proceedings of the program will commence, comprising a talk by a Bal Vikas alumnus, group song by the Bal Vikas alumni from Maharashtra, Bhangra dance presentation by the Bal Vikas students from Punjab, presentation of Sri Satya Sai Awards for Excellence, talk by Sri Krishna Tejas, IAS, a Bal Vikas alumnus, followed by a word of thanks. The morning session in Sai Kulwant Hall will conclude with bhajans and Mangalarti, followed by Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. Tomorrow being Sunday, the evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will commence at 4 o'clock with Bhagwan's Divya Darshan, followed by Vedam chanting from 4:30 to 5:15 and bhajans from 5:15 to 6 p.m. The evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will conclude with Mangalarti, followed by Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. స్వామివారి దివ్యానుగ్రహ ఆశీస్సులతో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలో జరుగుతున్న 2 రోజుల అఖిల భారత శ్రీ సత్యసాయి బాల్ వికాస్ పూర్వ విద్యార్థుల 10వ సదస్సు మరియు శ్రీ సత్యసాయి బాల్ వికాస్ విద్యార్థుల 7వ స్నాతకోత్సవ కార్యక్రమాల్లో రేపటి 2వ రోజున సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభా మండపంలో ఉదయ కార్యక్రమం రాజస్థాన్ మరియు కేరళ రాష్ట్రాలకు చెందిన బాల వికాస్ విద్యార్థినులచే 8 గంటలకు వేద పఠనంతో ప్రారంభమవుతుంది. 8:10 జాతీయ సదస్సు కార్యక్రమాల్లో భాగంగా బాల్ వికాస్ పూర్వ విద్యార్థిచే ప్రసంగం, మహారాష్ట్రకు చెందిన బాల్ వికాస్ పూర్వ విద్యార్థులచే ఓ సామూహిక గీతం, పంజాబ్ రాష్ట బాల్ వికాస్ విద్యార్థులచే భాంగ్రా నృత్యం, శ్రీ సత్యసాయి విజయ పురస్కారాల ప్రదానం, బాల్ వికాస్ పూర్వ విద్యార్థి శ్రీ కృష్ణ తేజస్ ఐఏఎస్ ప్రసంగం మరియు వందన సమర్పణ. రేపటి ఉదయ కార్యక్రమం భజనతో కొనసాగి మంగళహారతితో ముగియను. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభా మండపంలో రేపటి ఆదివార సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమం 4 గంటలకు స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనంతో ప్రారంభమై 4:30 నుండి వేద పఠనంతో, 5:15 నుండి భజనతో కొనసాగి 6 గంటలకు మంగళహారతితో ముగియను. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. జై సాయిరాం.